Lufthansa hates United Airlines passengers, LH hero Ms. Ugural wants changes. This author published an experience with Lufthansa customer service at Frankfurt International Airport a year ago. Unfortunately, not much has happened to repair the dislike between Lufthansa and United Airlines. Premium United Airlines passengers feel the abuse again and again year after year. After generating 2.7 billion euros in profit last year and 120 million passengers, making it the best year ever for the German flag carrier, despite strikes that crippled the airline, the German economy, and those traveling within, through, to, and from Germany. Even with unfriendly and unprofessional customer service agents and long wait times on the phone, even for premium customers, a smooth cooperation and travel experience for Star Alliance passengers may not be on the horizon for some time. Mileage Plus and miles and more. It becomes more and more obvious that Lufthansa hates United Airlines passengers unless they convert from Mileage Plus to miles and more. Miles and More is the Lufthansa frequent flyer program, Mileage Plus is the United Airlines program. Both airlines are part of the Star Alliance alliance, promising a smooth experience and status benefits for all frequent flyer programs for member airlines. This author, Jürgen Steinmetz, is the publisher of eTurbo News, and also a proud 3 million 1K flyer with Star Alliance member carrier United Airlines is currently in Berlin, Germany after he witnessed that attending the ITB travel trade show was cut short for many because of strikes by Lufthansa and fellow affiliated Star Alliance member German Rail. United Airlines and Lufthansa are founding members of this largest airline alliance in the world. eTurboNews.com. Here is what Jürgen Steinmetz experienced today. I booked a business class ticket on Lufthansa to fly from Berlin to Bucharest via Munich. 24 hours before, I received a message from Lufthansa asking me to check in online on the LH website or LH app. The process was easy, but I could not include my United Airlines Mileage Plus frequent flyer number. Because of this, my boarding pass did not show my gold status or allow me to use the top zone for boarding. I would also not have been invited into the Senator Lounge. I decided to click on help to add this number to my record. There was a chat feature. The chat feature did not have an option I needed, so I clicked on the call feature, and it dialed a US number, even though I was in Germany. I was on hold for 31 minutes and finally hung up. Next, I googled the 24-hour call center number in Germany, selected the German language option, and an agent answered within a few minutes. After I searched for my booking code and gave it to the agent, she found my booking. I asked her to please add my United Airlines Mileage Plus number to my PNR, but she said she could not do this. When I asked why, she quietly put me on hold. I waited 18 minutes before disconnecting, and I called again. The third time, I asked another agent to speak with a supervisor only to be told they didn't have supervisors I could talk to. I explained my issue again, and this agent disconnected without attempting to assist. Call 4, this time, I spoke to another agent, telling her I was disconnected and again asked her to add my UA number. She said she had to talk to her help desk and put me on hold for 23 minutes, so I had to disconnect again. The fifth time, an agent whose German language skills were not good listened to what I had to say and simply disconnected me. The next time, number 6, I was told to speak to Miles and More and connected to the Lufthansa frequent flyer program. Unfortunately, there was no way to speak to a human without having a Miles and More number, so the system said, goodbye. On call number 7, I listened to music for 37 minutes. There was no more music on call 8, the call simply did not receive a response. I have a feeling my caller ID must have been blacklisted at that time. On call number 9, I selected English as a language, and again, I was met by a silent hold for 15 minutes before finally giving up. On my 10th call, I used a different phone. I was transferred to a Lufthansa Miles and More agent who wanted me to call United Airlines, even though my booking was made directly with Lufthansa. There was no United Airlines segment in the record and it did not involve a flight to the United States. I had booked a one-way trip from Berlin, Germany to Bucharest, Romania. After explaining all this to another Lufthansa Miles and More agents on call 11, I was again put on hold for over an hour. When the agent finally responded, she disconnected without saying another word. Lufthansa hero Ms. Ugural steps in. I was ready to give up but decided to give it one more try. This time, I spoke with a very nice Lufthansa agent, a lady named Ms. Ugural. I told her I would write down her name and explain what I had experienced. She immediately found my booking and added my United Airlines mileage plus number, and my boarding pass now shows the G and gold status with all benefits. I told her she was my hero and thanked her. She wished me a nice evening and a pleasant flight and apologized to her colleagues. The question now remains: why is Lufthansa unwilling and unable to assist United Airlines passengers? Why is Lufthansa not allowing UA Premium members to get access to the airline's premium hotlines? Should this be a given between Star Alliance carriers? Is it a lack of training or a do-not-care attitude? As a German-American, I like Lufthansa and feel some pride when I hear about my home airline. As a passenger, however, I see the shortcomings within the LH structure as damaging not only for the airline but also for Germany as a country and an economy. I can only feel sorry for Lufthansa's frustrated staff. I can only hope that with €1 billion in profit, Ms. Ugural would get a chance to get a promotion so she could be in charge of training her colleagues. I also hope that Star Alliance can play a role in making flying throughout their network a smooth experience. Whatever United Airlines did to Lufthansa, hopefully, Ms. Ugural can push LH executives to find a solution. Aloha and mahalo, Ms. Ugural.